Here, in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 11, letter number 3801, Baruch Hashem, dated the 28th day of Elul Tovshin Tezvav, Brooklyn, Hanholas, the leadership, the directors of Tzidi Agudas Chabad, of the young Chabad organization in the Holy Land, Be'eretz HaKodesh, Tebonev Zikoinen. This is the Tel Aviv branch, Hashem Aleim Yichu Shalom Uvrach. The Rebbe says, confirming your receipt of your letter Saturday night, eve to the 17th of Elul. And the Rebbe says, I'm still surprised in this lengthy interruption in writing. And even in this letter, there is no answer for that, why you don't write often. The Rebbe pushes all the time people to write. If they write, they have to do. First of all, the Rebbe wants to know, the Rebbe wants to hear the good news, but the Rebbe knows that if they write, they will have to have about what to write, and therefore they'll be doing things so they have what to write, as the Rebbe keeps on pushing for them to write. Now, the Rebbe says, I enjoyed in what you write about the activities and organizing study groups in groups for youth and children in various different places. And for sure, the Rebbe says that you will prepare a program in this. And the purpose, the goal, to unite all the various different groups so that in addition to the general purpose goal that you got to prepare them, they should be ready knowledge-wise and mainly to want to continue in the Chabad institution, the education of the Chabad. Because the Rebbe says, if you don't have a plan, then there's no end to it. Basically, it's all over the place. You need a plan when you're organizing these learning groups. That's supposed to be a preparation for them to go in later on to the Chabad educational system. But the Rebbe says the plan should include, in addition to generally giving them the knowledge and the wishes to the will to continue in Chabad, also to organize all the various different groups into one. And the Rebbe says the Rebbe is worried that the work will crumble, will fall apart, if it's not going to be centralized through this point of a goal of keeping it together, or maybe various different points that would serve as the thread in this work to hold it all together, instead of being all over the place and doing little a thing here, a thing over there, but to unite and concentrate and make it all together. And the Rebbe says, so this is what the Rebbe suggested to them about this organizing of the study groups for the youth and children in various different places. The Rebbe says it should be the idea of centralizing it all and preparing them all for their future participation in the Chabad educational institution. And also the Rebbe says, I did get the report about the Fabringen of the 18th of Elul. And the Rebbe says, I look forward, as you promised, to a continuation in this, meaning to continue to write. And the Rebbe says, for sure, even though you don't mention about it, you are occupying with a plan, a detailed plan, as it pertains to the days of Tishrei, which are coming upon us. And the Rebbe says, as a participation, a symbolic participation, so the Rebbe says you will get from the special fund that is designated 100 lira for that. The Rebbe is giving them 100 lira for the planning of the days of Tishrei. This is just symbolic. And the Rebbe again, before the new year, that is coming on all of us for Toyu Levracha. So may each and every one and their families amongst all Klal Yisrael be blessed with a good and sweet year, for tremendous success in your work within the Mizgeres, the framework of Tzira Gudus Chabad, that it should be fitting to the intent of our leader, the Rebbe, the previous Rebbe, my father-in-law, with all the titles, with blessings for success and for good news. So the Rebbe is confirming, he's not pleased that they don't write more often. The Rebbe also says that the organizing the children should be with a plan, with a program, and that should sort of consolidate, keep it all. Otherwise, it is just going to fall apart. The Rebbe also says that you're going to continue writing about the Fabrengen of Chai Elul, and the Rebbe blesses them for the new year, for Ksivak Sematova and Neshana Tova Mesukah.